in though, so I might not be able to hear you.
Do you actually know what synthetic biology is?
No, although not exactly, because I don't have a science background, but I know it's sort of very cutting edge and very exciting.
I'll give you a basic definition. Mm-hmm. It's an area of biological research that combines science and engineering. That's a very basic definition.
It's very theoretical, isn't it?
There's a lot of theory involved. It's just theory, basically, yeah. So, do you have like any opinions on synthetic biology? Like, do you know enough about it? Or?
No, I don't have any opinions on it, but I'm very for anything that people here are very excited about, because they're usually sort of very knowledgeable about things, and if they're interested in things, then usually I can get some kind of interest as well myself. They're so knowledgeable here that, you know, if you can see lots of people sort of grouping towards one area, you can sort of think, well, that's probably where things are going to go.
Has the media influenced your opinion on their biology? Like, have you seen anything on the news recently? Or?
No, there's not been.
Genetic modification?
The person I used to work for was one of the very first researchers into GM, so I know the background. I don't know the science very well. I know the very basics of the science, but I know a lot about the background, yes.
Yeah, that's really. How do you feel about genetic modification?
I think it's a really useful tool for, we need food.
Yeah.
So, I'm more on the pro side, especially as the research has been going on for such a long time now, and the crops have been grown and have been grown for years now. So, yeah.
Has the media influenced your opinion on genetic modification anyway?
I do read things, but some of it's so ridiculous. Some of the anti stuff doesn't tend to be very balanced, the anti stuff. So I think after a few years, I stopped sort of taking it in. Unless they came up with something very, very convincing, I probably wouldn't budge very much.
Yeah. Do you think either of these approaches could help the world? Like, if yes, like, how do you reckon they could be applied, or like, do you reckon they could cause more harm?
Yeah, anything could cause more harm or be good, but I think it's how it's approached and how it's managed, isn't it? So, the synthetic biology thing is just, it's almost like an art, it's like a theory. So, you can't stop people's imaginations.
Yeah.
If you did, that would be terrible. So,
yeah. Do you think scientists will go too far with it, though?
They might do.
They might do.
We hope not.
Yeah.
It's up to society to decide this sort of thing, but we hope that society is going to make a sensible decision about it.
Do you reckon you'd feel possibly any different about the approaches if you knew more, like if information was more readily available to like the public?
There's probably quite a lot of information available about both of them if you look for it, but I'm not quite sure if I'd feel differently. People tend to, after a few years, people's opinions tend to settle down about things, don't they?
Yeah, it's true. Some people can just be really biased sometimes to one side and just stick with it along the way. The last question is basically, there's five pictures. Like, first one's the eagle. just take a look at those. And basically all we want to do is say, like, which, like, you think they're synthetic biology, genetic modification, or natural, or it could be a combination or more.
That's Kathy's purse purple tomatoes.
Yeah.
So I assume that they were GM.
Yeah.
But I don't absolutely know, because I don't think about it anymore. What's here really? It could be one wild elephant. I think that's probably a wild creature from the wild. That could be either. Doesn't look like genetically modified, but it could be. I mean, it could be anything. You can have genetically modified, I don't know.